This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. It is the final weekend of the regular season, and there's still a lot to be sorted out for the 2015 WHL playoffs. We'll take a look at what we know and some of the races for the final playoff spots. WHL Bantam Draft Lottery set for the week ahead. We'll have the details. And the Vancouver Giants will host next year's CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. We'll take you back to the announcement. It is the final weekend of the WHL's regular season and still a lot up in the air. We do know two playoff matchups as of Friday night. The Eastern Conference top seed Brandon Wheat Kings will play the Edmonton Oil Kings in the opening round, marking the third time in the last 4 years the teams have met in the postseason. We'll have more on that in a second. The Victoria Royals will battle the Prince George Cougars in the BC Division's 2-versus-3 playoff series. Prince George heading back to the postseason for the first time in 4 years. All other playoff matchups remain up in the air. Moose Jaw and Swift Current battling for the final playoff spot in the East Division, with just 2 points separating the clubs, while Kamloops and Tri-City remain in contention for the final wildcard spot in the West. There's also a battle for division crowns, including the Central Division battle featuring Medicine Hat in Calgary and the U.S. Division battle between the Everett Silvertips and the Portland Winterhawks. Getting back to Brandon and Edmonton, it's a battle of kings set to begin next weekend in Brandon. Wheat Kings defenseman Eric Roy is ready for the playoff rematch. Bruce Lubke has more.
Wheat Kings defenseman Eric Roy joining us to talk about the upcoming first-round series against the Edmonton Oil Kings. And Eric, for you, it's a team that ended your season twice here in the last 3 years in your career. So obviously, I would imagine there's a little motivation for you going into this first-round series this year.
Yeah, there is definitely. You know, they put us out 2 out of the 3 years or whatever it was. And, you know, we have a really strong team here, and they're going to play us tough. You know, they're not going to be an easy team just because of the 8th seed, but, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's always a good game to play against the Oil Kings. You know, it's tough to win in that barn, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun to play them, and it's going to be one hell of a series.
Speaking of winning in that barn, you did so in January, probably for the first time, I believe, in your WHL career. Does that give you a little bit of an extra advantage, having maybe gotten that out of the way in January?
I think so, you know, and if we didn't win in the regular season, I think guys would be thinking about it. But, you know, to get one win there was really huge for us. You know, we're confident in that building now. We can win in that building. It was a really close game. It was 2-1. You know, we can win 2-1 games in that building. It's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a great series. You know, they're a good team, and we just got to keep working hard every day and get ready for it.
This team has a lot of aspirations of going far in the playoffs, obviously, and you're facing a team that up until they lose are still the defending WHL champions and Memorial Cup champions. So is that an exciting proposition for your first round to have that kind of a team in front of you to kind of start the playoffs?
Yeah, definitely. You know, they've been, like you said, to the MasterCard Memorial Cup final. You know, you just want to play against a team like that, you know, get us ready for the playoffs. You know, each day we're taking it day by day. You know, as Krim would say, it was just keep taking it game by game. You know, it's a long series. You know, it's going to be a long wait, especially if we go 7 games. It's going to be a really long series, but you know, it'll be a good test for us. You know, they're a good team, we're a good team. You know, we just got to go out there and try to get better and just keep working hard.
When you take a look at them and yourselves, what do you see as maybe a couple of the keys for you if you're going to have success in this first-round series?
I think we're just going to have to keep it simple. You know, they're a really good defensive team. You know, that's what they thrive on is defense. You know, they got a good goalie there in Jari. You know, he's a really, really strong goaltender in this league. You know, we have to get pucks at him and, you know, just get bodies in front of that. You know, like I said, just keep it simple and just try outwork them and just try to keep working hard.
The 2015 WHL playoffs will begin Friday night.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The WHL Bantam Draft Lottery all set for Wednesday in Calgary. All 6 non-playoff teams will be entered into the draw format to decide the drafting order for the Bantam Draft in May. Now, as it stands, Saskatoon, Lethbridge, and Vancouver will all have a chance at the first overall pick based on the regular season standings. But Saskatoon's first-round pick belongs to the Spokane Chiefs in a previous deal. Last year, Saskatoon won the lottery, but their first-round pick belonged to the Brandon Wheat Kings. Brandon then used the first overall selection to take Winnipeg's Stelio Mateos. We'll have the lottery results in next week's show.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Well, the Denny's WHL Player of the Week is once again Portland's Oliver Bjorkstrand. Bjorkstrand collecting his fourth Player of the Week award this season after putting up 11 points in four games, including six goals and five assists. Bjorkstrand continues his stellar season. He is the WHL leader in goals, points, and plus-minus. Well, the Vancouver Giants will host the 2016 CHL-NHL Top Prospects game January 28th. The club held a news conference to announce the game featuring the top 40 NHL draft prospects from across the Canadian Hockey League. Vancouver last hosted the event in 2005. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison.
The events continue to evolve. They continue to get bigger. The showcase is great. Of course, our partnership with Rogers Sportsnet, the broadcast across the country, a sponsorship associated with it. But I think the quality of play, the skill and the ability of these young players coming up in the system have never been better than they are today. And that's evidenced by the immediate impact they make having played in the Canadian Hockey League, moving into the National Hockey League next season.
Vancouver Giants majority owner Ron Toigo says there was a number of reasons they stepped in to request the event.
You know, a lot of it was it's the 50th anniversary of the Western Hockey League, but a big part of it was this event. We're going to, you know, the proceeds going to the Pat Quinn Legacy Fund, and it's the timing of it. You know, we need to get going to raise money to put a lot of things into this that we'd like to put into it, that Sandra and the family would like to put into it, and also with Tyler Benson being his draft year at Connor McDavid was able to have it in the Ontario League last year. So when you have guys like this, we try to accommodate, and I'm sure if the request came to us for something other, you know, on a similar scenario, we would accommodate as well.
Vancouver Canucks president and WHL alum Trevor Linden says these events and attention surrounding the game continues to grow.
It's a real credit to Ron Robinson, the CHL, where that profile has gone. It's amazing. Every year I look at you know, whether it be top prospects or the Subway Series or the Memorial Cup or, you know, just the CHL playoffs, the game of the week is just amazing what they've done with junior hockey. And it's, you know, you see the best junior players. So they've done an excellent job.
Giants forward Tyler Benson will be featured. The former first overall pick in the WHL Bantam draft is excited for what will be a home game.
I've watched it for a few years now and never knew if I'd be able to play in it or not, but I guess coming up, something I can look forward to, and it's exciting.
And he's looking forward to seeing how he compares with the rest of the 2016 draft class.
I guess it just shows you how you compare against the other kids at your age level, and If you can dominate out there or do well against them, you're doing good.
It will be an eighth time the game has been staged in the WHL since the event was first introduced back in 1996. Hey, that's the show. Want to say thanks to Brendan Batchelor in Vancouver and Bruce Lupke in Brandon for their help with this week's show. Hey, next week it is a playoff preview. Join us then. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.